listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the data is structured. Now, straight from the eBay catalog, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Now, if you give us an item number, we'll do our traditional listing of the item, the listing dish, dishing your item. But we do it kindly. We're not like mean and nasty. We're not like TMZ. We just do it nice. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Speaking of TMZ, what is that all about? I mean, I tune in once in a while, but it's a guy standing up in front of his employees making cracks.
They're talking about celebrities. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, they talked about us a couple shows, but...
Well, we've got Kevin from Las Vegas, Nevada on the line with us, but we're going to go to him in just a moment. Okay. In the meantime, eBay was born over Labor Day weekend, Griff.
That's
in 1995.
Like this. Listen.
And now the world's online marketplace helps drive that retail moment.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk. The easy way to source.
Summer is winding down and Labor Day weekend is coming up fast. In shoppers' minds, that means deals and plenty of them. So put your summery and or slow-moving inventory on sale via Markdown Manager. Consider doing the same for some of your other items in hot categories like electronics, jewelry and watches, or clothing, shoes and accessories. Create Labor Day order discounts, accessory discounts, or shipping discounts via Promotions Manager. And if you're a top-rated seller, be sure to use your $30 quarterly credit for promoted listings. Don't forget to send out a newsletter touting the bargains in store for your customers. Then get ready to enjoy a long weekend of sales.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
You know, there's something about the transition from summer into fall that makes buyers want to shop.
No,
I know. I always do.
Yeah, you do.
And that's the Labor Day retail moment. And Kevin's on the line with us from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's known on eBay as Mr. Zelda. Hey, Mr. Zelda, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Hey. Yeah, I just had one question about the option for the handling time in the program. It says listing must offer immediate pay.
Yes.
That doesn't mean immediate pay required, does it?
Yes. It's the same thing.
So if you have buy it now with make an offer, that won't work.
So, right, because if you have a buy it, I think if you have a fixed price with a best offer, if somebody just buys the item, right, then immediate pay is available. Am I correct on that?
Immediate
pay. Yeah, so wait a minute. No, I've done this. If you have a fixed price item and you put best offer, then the immediate pay option is not available.
Right. I don't think so. So, yeah, so this won't work for me then.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. All right. I'll just check
it is. Hopefully someday immediate pay will work on best offer and then it would be ideal.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome,
Thank
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always great to hear from Mr. Zelda. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'd love to do a listing dish for you if you feel like it. We'd also like to find out how you enjoyed, you know, the event.
Oh,
I'd love
ask me.
To, Ron and Agnes, by the way, I told them that you were planning on going to lunch with us, but that you couldn't because eBay filled up your time.
Yeah, it was really difficult to get away.
We tried. So, we tried to get Griff away and couldn't. He wanted to come.
I did.
We had a lovely lunch. CJ, MJ, Betsy, Agnes and Ron and John and myself. Agnes and Ron were delightful, Griff. And you know, they're from like Alabama, but they're not really. They're from New York and from the Bronx.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're transplants.
They're transplants. So every now and then you hear the Southern accent mixed in with the New York accent, which I'm used to. I grew up with that in my house with both of them, but they were just adorable and just two honest, wonderful people.
And they had a ball.
And they had a good time, but you know what? They couldn't make it to all the sessions, and it drove them nuts.
Yeah, it's really hard to do, I think, even in the best of circumstances.
I know, to see everything.
Yeah.
You know, so the good news is that the workshops will be online soon, and the if they missed any of the major sessions, they can see them now.
That's true, yeah.
So,
yeah,
and listen, eBay Shine Award winners were announced at eBay Open 2017.
Oh, they were. That's right. It's amazing.
And we'll get a chance to hear their stories on eBay Radio in the weeks ahead, because each of the six winners will be a guest on an upcoming show. By the
really?
Way, they're all women, by the way. Maybe next year awards should include a man-owned business category.
Sorry.
You know, maybe.
Well, I only have one thing to say to that.
Yes.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yes, honey, we are.
Snap, snap, snap.
You better believe it. Hey, speaking of Oilerman 21, Ron in Alabama. Hey, Ron, did you give me this cold?
Yes, I did, Lee, and I'm so sorry about that.
See, everybody's claiming they gave me the cold.
They are, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, make sure you got a bottle of JD close by. That always helps.
Well, I'm a non-drinker, so with me,
that's right.
DayQuil,
that's right.
Severe.
Yeah, because there's no alcohol in those drinks. None at all. Zero.
Yeah.
Well, probably loaded right now. I don't know.
Yeah. It was a pleasure meeting both of you and shaking Griff's hand and giving him a hug and getting a smooch from you. And lunch with Lee, Betsy, John, CJ was wonderful. We had a great time.
They're good lunch guests.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to eat. It's big.
Don't
they? So... Oilerman 21, what did you think of your first of all, you were a star.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
People were coming up to you guys to introduce themselves to
they
you.
They were. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the event? It's your first
one. I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
There you go.
Did you get, did you get a chance to rest in your hotel room?
Yes, and unfortunately, it was Thursday night, we laid down for a little nap, and I didn't set the clock right, and we missed the party.
You missed the Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh no.
Yes,
I looked for you. It was so funny because, you know, you met my new daughter, right?
Yes, I
okay.
did.
You met Jennifer. Jennifer's the tallest one in the family.
New daughter.
My new daughter. Mm-hmm. My new daughter, Jennifer, was there. And some of the people listening know the story. And she's taller than the rest of us. And she said, you know, I never realized what short people go through. She was walking with me through the Brooklyn Bowl, and I couldn't see a darn thing. I can't see anything.
Yeah. Yeah, she kept out an eye out for you so that you could avoid the people you wanted to and find the people you were looking
for.
Lee, you don't avoid anyone.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I really don't.
That live interview was a heck of a lot of fun. Griff, you and Lee had Agnes tickle pink later on.
Can tell that Agnes probably rolls her eyes at you a lot, does she?
Did Lee?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, of course. Right. I mean, what loving couple does not roll their eyes at each other?
Right. So
there you go.
Ron, as a new seller, what did you, and of course you made top rated seller so quickly, but what do you feel you gained from the event?
Well, I really gained the experience of meeting the people that I've talked to in person, associating with other great, terrific eBay sellers. There was a lot of information to absorb, and this was our first one, and we weren't really as prepared to learn as we should have been. It was really for us, it was meeting new guys and being in, involved with eBay Radio. That's where we spent most of our time. Don't tell those other work groups what we were doing.
Mum's the word.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know, the good news is you can see those workshops online soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, because I missed them. We made most of the sessions, and the general sessions, we made most of those, and I love what Hal and Devin were saying. I mean, those guys are terrific. That's why the staff and eBay management, I mean, that's why we're going to get bigger and better faster.
That's true.
So it gave you encouragement and...
Oh, yes. Encouragement to keep going. Encouragement to come back again next year.
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes,
hey.
Be there. And this time we'll be a little better organized. We won't sign up for everything that's out there. Of course, you just can't do it.
Yeah, there's no time.
No,
that's true,
you have to. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons they repeat some of them.
Yeah.
Like, Griff did his, what, five times?
I did the Take Better Photos workshop five times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Griff's photo shop. I went to that, and I learned quite a couple of things there, Griff. I use different colored backgrounds. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to straight white from now on.
I think it's a smart idea. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. I've looked at some of the pictures, and you can't beat the white. The white is there, and the item stands.
Well,
out.
I'll tell you what, you can't beat Ron and Agnes either.
No,
Oilerman 21, thank you. I love you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. It's toll free to call us, you know, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Summer is upon us, and the back-to-school frenzy is really heating up. eBay is marketing heavily around this hot selling season. So here are five ways to get in on the action. First, create back-to-school promotions. Try bundling items or offer an accessory discount. Add a back-to-school themed image to your store billboard. Then use the featured items area to showcase your hottest products. Try some promoted listings to help you stand out in crowded categories like electronics. Send a back-to-school newsletter to your store subscribers. Finally, share your back-to-school offers on social media using hashtag back-to-school. Your savvy marketing will put you at the top of your class.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling, and we're listening. We're listening for those sweet tones that are the sound of your voice and call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And Griff, if you could go to page 5, we're going to read the Shine Award winners that
were
announced. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
and before we do that, I want to mention Ron again, Oilerman 21.
Sure.
He had sent us email before we went on the air saying for our first eBay Open, Agnes and I tried to do everything. This and poor time management resulted in missing out on a lot. I want Ron and Agnes to know that some people come mostly for the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And what they can glean from other sellers. And that certainly those workshops are important, but that some people just, you know, they come for other reasons. There's so many reasons to go to an eBay event like this. And I think that certainly Ron and Agnes added their expertise to the event and their personalities.
They certainly did. Event. They were big stars.
Okay, Shine Awards announced.
Well, no,
eBay Open.
That's true, and we'll get a chance to hear their stories on eBay Radio in the weeks ahead. Each of the six winners will be a guest on an upcoming show, Lee. They're all women. Maybe next year's awards should include a
man-owned business.
Man,
character.
Yeah. A man business.
Yes.
But, hey.
Manly business.
Right. This is a man's world. But it would be nothing without a woman's business. Winner in the Rising Star category was thrifter Katie Zilberberg, and her store's name is A Boutique for Him. That's all one word.
Global winner was Denise Martel, known as Al's Snowmobile Parts Auctions, all one word, who expanded her father's business.
Well, see, so it's, a man was sort of in there.
Sort of.
Minority or women-owned business winner was Melissa Crook. She's the Sticky Fingers Wholesale.
It's funny, all. She named herself Sticky Fingers Wholesale because of her last name.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't put that together right away. She started her business as a newly single mother of four children.
Charitable business winner was Nancy Meyer, a community forklift, all one word, community forklift, who repurposes salvage construction and architectural surplus.
Now that's an interesting card
category.
Yeah. The Young Entrepreneur Award went to Ciara Brown. I think I'm saying that right. Or is it Ciara?
It's probably Ciara.
Ciara Brown. It's also known as the Diamond Hanger. That's all one word.
Grand prize winner, ta-da!
Ta-da!
Angie Cardona Nelson of E-Waste Direct, an eco-friendly business diverting electronic waste from landfills by refurbishing and recycling electronics.
Yay.
The winner, grand prize winner.
And the winner.
So we're going to have all these people on, and I'm hoping to have the other people in those categories on as well. Because
please.
In order to make it, we did that last year, remember? In
I
order
do.
To make it on the list at all, you had to be a fantastic seller. So we need to interview those people as well.
Yeah, I hadn't realized when I saw them all, until I saw them all together that the winners were all women.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm enjoying this, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good.
I do.
And we appreciate it. Those of us of the other gender do appreciate it. So, Griff, there's a vehicle up for sale on eBay right now.
Oh, do I need to buy it?
Makes your smart car look like a land yacht.
What?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe it.
Let's pay a little visit. Let me give you the item number.
Wait a minute. Now you've got me really peaked, so hold on.
You still have your smart car, right?
Yeah. I just bought two tires on eBay. It was the best deal I could find was on eBay because one of the tires in the back has a leak and it's flat, and I got to get both of them replaced, so...
Well, you use it just to, you know, kind of go from
home to work.
Yeah, that's.
I take it to San Francisco when I go if I can, because like if I'm going alone without Howie, I can park. I mean, I can park anywhere. You can fit that car into the most unusual spaces. I mean, literally, you could put it up on your head and wear it as a hat. So.
Well, now that I put this in, maybe I should do sold listings because it's the item number could be wrong here. Why don't you try it? Because sometimes this happens to me.
What happens to
you? How many numbers is an item number?
It should be 12, I believe.
This is 12. Maybe. So it's 2631.
2631.
0450.
0450.
9575.
9575. Yeah,
I wonder if it's eBay UK.
Oh, it wouldn't matter.
Really?
It's not showing up. Worldwide. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
No. Completed?
No.
Something wrong. Oh, no, there it is.
Did it come up on UK?
Yeah, it's from Germany. And, it's a, hold on. So you have to hit, I can tell you what you have to hit. You have to filter by worldwide and completed listings, because it didn't sell. Boy, that's a little bit of car for a lot of money. Yikes. Cute though.
British made Peel Engineering P50 micro car.
Micro is being kind.
And it appears in the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in London as the smallest assembly line manufactured street legal car.
Yeah.
And it is said to accommodate one adult and a shopping bag.
I don't believe it can do that much.
And now here's this adorable P50 listed for sale on eBay Motors with a buy it now price of $59,500.
It's a little up there for a tiny little.
Well, it may seem like a lot for a minuscule auto, but it's one of a limited edition of 50 that were hand built in England in 2015. Some Peel P50s from the 1950s and 60s has sold for more than $220,000.
Get out of town.
And less than 120 from any year are still in existence.
Wow.
So it's 54 inches long. Do you know it is shorter than me? I'm 60 inches. It's 54 inches long.
Well, we know you could drive it then, right?
39 inches wide.
Yeah.
Top speed is 37 miles per hour at 80 miles per gallon. The car's ability to fit in an elevator was tested in 1963 when one was taken to the top of Blackpool Tower and then driven around the observation balcony. Weighs a scant 130 pounds.
I could drive this right to my cube.
You could lift this.
I could wear it as a hat.
So a badly parked P50 could easily be carried to a more appropriate spot.
Yeah, 130. Two people could lift it.
It even has a handle for turning it around.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And this tiny cutie is currently on exhibit in Dusseldorf, Germany. However, the seller's willing to ship it worldwide.
And you say that it gets up to 37 miles. I mean, it gets as fast as 37 miles top speed?
Top speed is 37 miles per hour.
Well, good, because at that speed, this also doubles as your own coffin.
That's it.
Yeah. Should you be in an accident, they can
bury you. You could bring it to an eBay event.
You could repaint it so you could bring it to an eBay event.
Okay. And there's something on the same page. She says, Griff, please show this to Lee.
Show what?
And it's on page 10.
On what?
Yes. Please show this to Lee.
Please show what to Lee?
Griff, please show this to Lee on page 10, down at the bottom.
Smart. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's an upcoming auction. Oh, it doesn't have I don't know where to go see it.
It features someone with whom you've had a lot in common.
Wonder Woman.
Me? Oh, it's Liu Ab. Liu is. I mean, I know I'm growing breasts, but they're not that big.
So here's what's going on. This auction launches on August 13th and features the three comic books that tell Wonder Woman's origin story.
And what is her origin story?
And they're the highest graded copies ever found. In December 1941, All-Star Comics number 8 marked Wonder Woman's very first appearance. In January 1942, Sensation Comics number 1 was her first cover. Then in July 1942, Wonder Woman number 1 was the first time a female superhero got her own book.
Oh.
And this line of comics is still in print today, helping to cement Wonder Woman's legacy.
Wonder Woman.
And you know,
all I know is she, so Linda Carter was like.
Yeah, but she came, Wonder Woman comics were important. She came along before I was even born. Yeah. So I had a comic book that showed an amazing person. Amazing
hey, there were
woman.
A lot of boys who wished they were Wonder Woman, so don't knock it.
I know, but I didn't know of them then.
Well, I did.
I probably knew some of them, but I didn't know them.
They weren't telling you anything.
So, eBay's global shipping program.
Know it well.
We have not talked about that for a while.
Why is that?
So I think we should mention it again.
Okay.
And how GSP simplifies selling to international buyers.
Yeah.
So you simply list your item on eBay.com.
Mm-hmm.
Your item is available for sale to an international buyer.
It's true.
In an eligible country. You ship the item only to Kentucky. Yay!
That's right, to a specific address that is automatically printed on
the label.
You
can't just willy-nilly ship it to Kentucky. You got to ship it to the eBay Global Shipping Program Center, the U.S. Shipping Center in Kentucky, just as if it were another domestic shipment.
That's right.
And then international shipping experts manage the international shipping and customs processes and send the item on to the buyer. Returns and tracking are all handled by the GSP Center. Your job is finished when the package arrives in Kentucky. So I don't understand why more people don't opt in for this. I mean, a lot of people are, but some people just, I don't know.
Good question.
Maybe
some people make the determination that some or all the items that they're listing on eBay would not benefit from the program, I guess.
Okay.
It wasn't ever intended for everyone, for every item. I mean, it's an option that you can use.
And you don't have to opt in to all of your items.
No,
you can opt in item by item.
Right, you can opt out. There's a little checkbox on every listing. You can check it or uncheck it. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. Call us with your eBay advice and insights. 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Imagine how convenient it would be if you could source products right from your smartphone. Well, now there's an app for that. With Bulk, you can buy liquidation goods by the pallet or case right from your iOS or Android device. Bulk's free mobile app offers all the same advantages as Bulk on your desktop. Plus, the freedom to source from anywhere you happen to be. You can search Bulk's extensive inventory of wholesale lots by price, condition, or category. Set custom preferences and view Bulk's guaranteed manifests for each lot that catches your eye. You can even save lots to research later. And Bulk makes it super easy to complete your purchase via PayPal or credit card. Bulk deals with leading retailers and manufacturers, so you know you're buying quality and quantity. And thanks to Bulk's mobile app, you can do it on the fly. That's Bulk, B-U-L-Q, for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Listen while you list.